This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hi, I'm Allison.
And I'm Taylor.
And we're the hosts of the Anxiety Chicks podcast, where we dive deep into the reality of anxiety, nutrition, and mental health.
Listen as we explore all things anxiety healing while keeping it real, including our own struggles with mental health.
We'll bring our expertise as healing professionals to the conversation while discussing the tools and strategies you need to heal the anxious mind.
Listen to the Anxiety Chicks on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Anxiety Chicks podcast. I'm Taylor.
And I'm Allison Sepinera.
And we are so excited to be back this week. Feels like my family is going through the trenches of life lately. If y'all didn't know, my brother had emergency gallbladder removal surgery, all is well. If you were keeping up with stories and wondering how that was going, all is well. Like I was telling Allison, all that really matters at the end of the day is that you're okay and you make it through things. And I think that's the thing about hard things in life, right? Like, it sucks in the midst of it, but at the end of the day, it's like we made it through and we're so much stronger because of it. And all that matters is we're okay. So,
yeah,
very thankful for that.
And yeah, you had a.
Allison, how have you been?
I've actually been doing well. You had quite the last couple months, I would say, health wise. And I'm so glad your brother's doing okay. But no, I've been hanging in there. I've been feeling pretty good, which is the weather's been great in Philly. I've had a little bit of health anxiety stuff lately with just like not really feeling my best, not sleeping great. And I swear my apartment where I live has like mold. I'm just like freaking out now. That's my anxiety when I wake up and I'm like, does my apartment have mold? Because my friend.
Get someone out there.
No, I know. And my one friend had all this mold in her house and they had to move out for like 3 weeks so they could redo everything. And it was so expensive. And
not
now
in an apartment, though. It's the apartment's fault.
No, I know. I know. But do you know what? Do you know what they would have to do? I would literally have to leave.
Yeah. Yeah. You would have to leave. But
I don't even know how much because it's attached to so many things. But I would have to like ask my landlord and stuff about that. So I'm thinking about it because if you guys don't know, like, I don't know, don't go down the rabbit hole like I did because I just been researching mold and all the stuff that can happen. And I'm like, oh my gosh, maybe this is why, because it's mold. Whatever. Anyway, that's not what today is about, but that's where my anxiety has been lately is mold in my apartment. Okay. Yes.
I feel this happens to a lot of people, especially with social media and like TikTok and stuff. You'll see like one girl be like, we ended up finding out that there was black mold in our house and it was the cause of all my symptoms and blah, 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 blah. And like, and then you go down that rabbit because it's something you can't see, like someone would have to come see. So you're like, oh, it's mold for sure.
Yeah. Well, and thank God I have like an air purifier that AirDoc is amazing. Mm-hmm. And I do, you know, at least keep my door, my windows open as much as possible. Not like that really helps, but anyway. So other than that, things have been going pretty well. I actually am excited. One thing I wanted to share with all you guys. I just hired a graphic designer to completely kind of, I'm not like rebranding at all, but helping with create a whole website for the Anxiety Healer. And which is going to come in 2024, and it's going to include all podcast information, online courses, my private practice, my book, my next book that's coming out. And she's going to actually really help with the Anxiety Chicks Instagram and even my Instagram and content creation and all that stuff. And so I'm so excited. That's like one thing that I'm going to be rolling out. So stay tuned for that. You guys follow me. You'll learn more about all the fun stuff that you'll be able to get once the anxietyhealer.com comes out. Because right now, all I have is allisonsepinara.com, which is my private practice website. So if anyone's looking for therapy in Pennsylvania, you can go to allisonsepinara.com and reach out to me and I can get you kind of scheduled in for therapy. But for my coaching services and all of that, I will have the anxietyhealer.com soon. So I'm so excited. So that's just something that's happened recently that's made me feel alive again, you know?
You got to have those moments. You got to have those good little shares on top of the bad shares. So totally. I love that.
But I have still been doing getting to the topic, my you know, behaviors that I secretly do alone when I'm anxious. I still continuously have them, which I will let's like get into, because I feel like there's so many different types of behaviors that people have that they kind of do. I don't even know if it would be like I'm keeping it a secret because I talk about it with people, but it's just stuff that I feel more comfortable when I'm alone doing. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So today's topic, guys, is things people with anxiety secretly do alone. And I think we mean like secretly do alone, like not like, oh, I'm hiding this from anybody, but like kind of maybe like you don't want people to see like your inner thoughts or like you feel like crazy for thinking the way you do. Like, but in reality, I'm sure we're going to bring up a lot of these and you're going to sit back and be like, oh, I do that too. Oh, I do that too. Because it's like, it's kind of, anxiety is pretty universal. We think we all have these like unique individual feelings and thoughts. But when we come together and we talk about anxiety, we're like, oh, I feel and experience that as well. Because anxiety really isn't, it really isn't that unique. It really isn't. You get a group of eight people together that have anxiety, and I'm sure you're going to have a lot of the same thoughts and feelings. And let's just get into those things that people secretly with anxiety secretly do alone. Do you want to start with the first one that you have maybe done or experienced?
Yeah. Because I feel like this is so, when I had posted this on my page, I got so much feedback of people saying they do the same thing. So the one biggest thing that I do, again, not like a huge secret, but it used to be when I was more like ashamed of my anxiety. Now it's just I'm not ashamed of it. I kind of embrace it and I really love myself, even though it's a part of me, is I rewatch the same shows all the time because they're like comfort shows to me. Sometimes I used to feel like bad about like binging things. I don't do it. Like I know when it's might be a concern for me when I am getting to a point of isolating myself and withdrawing. I really make sure not to kind of get to that point anymore. But I will kind of just rewatch and rewatch The Office or like Schitt's Creek. Bridesmaids is like one of my happy movies. I'll just like put that on anytime I'm really feeling nervous. Another thing I do while I'm doing this is I'll order like a bunch of food and like it's usually unhealthy. Like I'll order pizza and or like I'll order something yummy for myself. And just kind of like sit. Now the food thing is a little bit something I'm still struggling with that I talk about with my therapist is I have a little bit of a disordered eating concern and I've had it since I was little. So, you know, the food and the I still try and eat healthy, but that could be maybe a slippery slope for some people. So I don't know. That's more of something I keep secret still. Well, I guess it's not really anymore since I'm talking about it, which is good. I want to be able to talk about it because and acknowledge that that is something that I still struggle with.
Like, but do there's you feel shame?
Sometimes, yeah. Like after I eat certain things, like especially in those moments where I'm talking about like watching these comfort shows and I'm really having a bad day or if I've been having a bad couple weeks and that brings me comfort. I think being from like an Italian American family, food was always pushed on me as comfort. Yeah. So my mom always pushed that on me, like food is love, you know, and food's amazing if you have a healthy relationship with it, right? It can be it's so, you know, food is medicine. But when it comes to certain foods and, you know, just eating in a different, eating in a different way. Now, I've never been diagnosed with binge eating disorder or any kind of anxiety, eating disorders or anything like that. So, of course, if you feel like you want to get the proper treatment for that, if that's mm-hmm. something that's a concern. But for me, I, you know, I still kind of connect that in my head. So there is a little bit of shame in that. So that's more of maybe a thing that I would do in secret is the food thing. Mm-hmm. While I watch these shows, not as much anymore. Like I in the past. Now if I do that, it's kind of like sometimes I'll even do it with a friend. Sometimes I'll go out to eat and I'll get like a salad and then like something yummy. But I have actually a better relationship with it now. But I think that's when you think about real secret with this whole, you know, things that people do alone. I, you know, being able to distinguish the difference, I guess, between is it shame based, you know, is the behaviors you're doing or is there shame behind it? Or are you kind of like, this is just comfortable and this makes me feel calmer, right? Mm-hmm. Without the shame. So I think that's a hard thing to kind of grasp when with this topic is what is the shame? Is there shame connected to it? So those are just two of the things I can think of for myself mm-hmm. that I've done. What about you?
Yeah. So it was funny because I was like sitting here and thinking, and one I can think of is imagining future events and trying to figure out any surprises that may not go according to plan and creating a plan. So for me, that would be like, a group of us are planning to go somewhere or say we're planning to go to a trip. And like while everybody's talking, almost like researching, will there be a hospital nearby? Like Googling, like what will I do if something happens? And like almost like creating, that's like, to me, it's like a safety behavior. Mm-hmm. And I find myself doing that a lot. Like even recently, a group of friends and I were talking about like going on this trip. And I remember I like, it's like a compulsive thing. Like I just like looked up like, oh, are there hospitals nearby? And like was like on Google Maps. And I feel like I'm not going to tell them I'm doing that, but that is something like I secretly do still. And
totally.
It's kind of like having a plan in place. Like, oh, if everything was to hit the fan, like I know that like I'm right here and this is here and I don't know, safety behavior for sure.
That actually reminds me too of another one that I do. That's a safety behavior, which I'm sure everyone's going to say, think to themselves when I say this, me too, is go to Dr. Google right when you are feeling some health thing or anyone that has health anxiety. Dr. Google is definitely something I do like in my apartment by myself, most at like maybe like 3 a.m. when I'm awake. It's interesting. I really don't necessarily do that as much. I feel like I have maybe when I was talking about something I was scared about with my mom or my sister, and I'll be like, okay. And most of the time they're like, stop it. Do not go on Google. I think that's why when I'm around people and I talk about it, they're like, no, what are you doing? Stop. And I think to myself, okay, you're right. No, I'm not doing it. When I'm by myself, oh my goodness. I've been doing better with that as well. That's something I work on so closely with all my clients too, is thinking that safety behavior. What kinds of replacement behaviors can you think of instead of doing that right away? And it actually really is helpful to think of, okay, you have to consciously really say to yourself, no, do not do that right now. And then have some replacement healthy behaviors or things. But that just reminded me of that.
Yeah. I think it's like when you were talking about the shame thing, it's definitely like shame is in the background of like why you don't share what you're doing. And like if my husband were to look at my phone and like see what I was doing, I would like pull really fast. Like, oh, yeah, delete.
Yes, I know. Right. And I don't know. I don't know if the feeling would be shame for me. I think it would it be shame? Because do I want
embarrassment?
Yeah, maybe. Or maybe like, embarrassed. Yeah. Kind of just like,
it's okay, like, oh, Allison being crazy. Like,
it's her anxiety.
You know,
like,
yeah, oh, it's her anxiety.
You're fine.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh my gosh, you're going to be fine. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah. And it's like,
totally.
Obviously, like the people I'm around don't do that. So it's like, oh, it sucks.
100%. Yeah. So what else? Are there...
So this isn't something I usually talk too much about, mostly because it's something I'm pretty embarrassed by, which gives me a whole lot of anxiety. But I sweat, and I sweat a lot. And I could be sitting around and it could be really cold and I'm sweating. And when I sweat, I smell and it's really not pretty. And honestly, when I sweat and I smell, it's not really just under my arms. There's also other places, private places that smell. And the reason I wanted to tell you guys about this, I know it might be a little bit TMI, but honestly, I just found the most amazing whole body deodorant. It's called Lumi, and I needed to tell you a little bit about Lumi because the formula is clinically proven to control odor-causing bacteria everywhere, and the deodorant that I used, which was this toasted coconut scent, oh my gosh, it felt like I was at the beach. And again, this is not just deodorant for your underarms. We're talking about deodorant for your underboobs, your thigh folds, your belly buttons, your vagine, your butt crack even, and your feet. I mean, all places on your body that just sometimes do not have a nice scent. I mean, am I right? Now, the reason why I know this whole body deodorant is legit is because it was created by an OBGYN, and her name is Dr. Shannon Klingman. And she's an amazing vagina doctor. I call them vagina doctors. That's what I call my OBGYN because they work with so many women, and especially Dr. Shannon. She's worked with so many women who were concerned with their odor below the belt. And she actually discovered that the odor wasn't really from the vagine itself, but from the bacteria that's on the skin. So she actually decided to create Lumi and the whole body deodorant, not just for the underarms. So Lumi is a pH-optimized, aluminum-free, baking soda-free deodorant that is clinically proven to block odor all day and for up to 72 hours and is completely safe to use down under, which was so important for me. So Lumi even makes these deodorant wipes. Not just, you know, the stick of deodorants, what they do have too, but they make these deodorant wipes that are totally safe to use in any part of your body. I love the cool cucumber scent. It's just very refreshing. But why I love these wipes so much is because on busy days when I go to the gym, sometimes I either am running really late, I pick up my niece from dance once a week, and I am doing so much different content-related work, everything. And I realize when I'm late, I usually bring my stuff to shower at the gym, and I just can't. I just don't have time to shower. I know you've all been there. Don't judge me. But I want to at least feel clean. I want something to kind of just make me feel fresh if I can't actually take a shower. So these wipes, I use them under my arms. I use them down in my vagine. I honestly like wipe my whole body with these wipes, and they're whole body deodorant wipes, and they are incredible. I mean, I put them on my boobs. I'm basically taking a shower with these wipes, to be honest. And listen, they're just so incredible. And I mean, I will shower when I get home. But these Lumi wipes have been a lifesaver. And the cool cucumber scent is my favorite. And if you don't believe me, just check out all the 5-star reviews that they have. I think there's over like 150,000 or something.
Lumi's starter pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, 2 free products of your choice, like mini body wash and deodorant wipes, and free shipping. As a special offer for listeners, new customers get $5 off a Lumi starter pack with code anxietychicks at lumideodorant.com. That equates to over 40% of your starter pack when you visit lumideodorant.com and use code anxietychicks. Just a reminder, as a special offer for listeners, new customers get $5 off a Lumi starter pack with code anxietychicks at lumideodorant.com. That equates to over 40% off your Lumi starter pack when you visit lumideodorant.com and use code anxietychicks. Raise your hand if any of this sounds like you. You obsessively follow that super credible health expert on TikTok. You take all of the latest supplements your almond mom recommends, even the ones that don't taste so great going down. You embrace the latest diet craze that your best friend swears by, whether it's no carbs, all the carbs, or only carbs that grow on trees. You follow your coworker's 9-step skincare routine plus an 8-step hair grooming routine every single night religiously. You listen to all these health-obsessed folks, but when was the last time you went to an actual good doctor, like in real life with medical experience and a stethoscope? If you have to think about it, it's time to head to ZocDoc. There are thousands of top-rated doctors on ZocDoc. They're all listed with verified patient reviews, so you can find and book a doctor who not only has years of experience and an actual medical degree, but also gets you. ZocDoc is a free app where you can find amazing doctors and book appointments online. We're talking about booking appointments with thousands of top-rated, patient-reviewed doctors and specialists. You can filter specifically for ones who take your insurance, are located near you, and treat almost any condition you're searching for. These docs all have verified reviews from actual real patients, not bots. The average wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between just 24 to 48 hours. That's it. You can even score same-day appointments. Once you find the doc you want, you can book them immediately with just a few app taps. No more waiting awkwardly on hold with a receptionist.
Go to ZocDoc.com/anxietychicks and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/anxietychicks. ZocDoc.com/anxietychicks.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Any more that you have or that people have talked about?
Ooh, something I used to do would be like when my health anxiety was super bad, like checking vitals without people knowing, like because my parents or like family would be like done with me. And so having like I would like hide like a pulse ox like on my finger, like across my arms, and it would be on my finger and they had no idea. Or like my Apple Watch, like having my heart rate going and like no one knows. So like those are like definitely like behaviors I wasn't sharing, but like for me it was a safety behavior.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that, and shame and embarrassment of people knowing for sure.
Oh my gosh, totally. There's a couple things too that make it really hard. Some of the tools in my toolkit that I have, like certain strategies and stuff that I feel a little bit more embarrassed doing when I'm in public. That I feel like I can do at home. So there's a couple breathing techniques that I feel like if I did them in public, people would look at me and think, what are you doing? Have you ever heard of lion's breath?
Yeah.
So, right. So and I love it. I literally do it throughout the day when I'm home. And so if you guys could see us, basically you put your hands out in like a T, like a goalpost. You put your arms out like that and you take a deep breath in through your nose and then you stick your tongue out and you breathe like a lion.
Like, yeah, Allison, if I saw you doing that in public,
I would be concerned. So, right? Like, but it's so calming and like just releasing lion's breath, you guys. you have to try it. I've read about
maybe
it.
That, maybe that is okay to just do at home. maybe that's one that's like, it's gonna be okay.
Honestly, do you know when I do it though? Is in a bunch of yoga classes that I'm in. It's like so normal. We all do it in our yoga classes, but something like that, of course, I wouldn't do. Maybe, you know, out in front of, you know, at a work meeting, but there's still a way to actually do that kind of breathing without having to raise your arms and stuff. You could still do still do something where you kind of like open your mouth and take a deep breath out, where it's like, you know, like a ha instead of like, you know, I mean, but it's, but there, but that's just like a really concrete example. I mean, even like little things that I would feel embarrassed about doing, some other breathing exercises sometimes I would feel embarrassed about. Or, you know, there's progressive muscle relaxation is actually something that most people can't detect that I do, which is amazing. This PMR, you can't really detect it, which is why I love it. But for some reason, sometimes I feel like people can see me doing it, but I know that they can't. So that's actually a really good one too. Anyway, what else? That's all. That's just something I was thinking about.
Another one would be just like maybe in a group or just like when you get home or something. I don't know if you've ever done this, but I actually just did this recently. Speaking of, is like replaying events or maybe like social situations in your head and like changing them or correcting them of like what you should have said better or done better. I did this the other night and I was like, why are we thinking that? Like I remembered I got home and like I had went to like a social, like not a social thing, but like we went, it was like a pickleball group and then we went to dinner and I got home and I like replayed like a social, like one of the conversations in my head and I'm like, oh my God, was I too loud? And then I was like, oh no, I was probably annoying. And then I was like, well, what can I do next time to not be so annoying? And it's like, one, no one said I was annoying. Two, everybody was like talking to me. There was no like signs of like, you know what I mean? It's just like this weird, intrusive, and then just like replaying the conversation and thoughts and like, yeah, changing them.
Yeah. It's the inner critic comes out. Yeah. When you kind of replay scenarios
in your head
and totally. Oh my gosh. Yes. Not as much as I used to. Because I've really done a lot of work on myself and loving who I am and knowing that even if I felt like I could have said something differently, that I can't change it and that I didn't do anything wrong. Sometimes it makes you feel like you did something wrong and I don't believe that anymore. You know, I am who I am. I never have ill intent for anything. So, sometimes when I do it more now, it has to do with less about friends and more when I'm on a date with a guy.
Yeah.
Or when I'm dating someone, that's when I'm usually in my head about that stuff now. So that's something I'm working on more, that insecurity, not really much about friends and family and stuff though.
Yeah.
But definitely the rumination. I think that that's something that people will do alone and not, that could be something that people keep more of a secret. I feel like is just the ruminating thoughts and just the spirals and stuff. It can, I mean, I remember thinking to myself, why would anyone want to even hear what's going on in my head? Because I feel crazy. And why would I ever want to share this spiral with someone? Right. I'm going to keep that more of a secret right now because I hate the word crazy. I never use it really in any context with mental health because I think it brings us back to a place in history where it's an insult because you're struggling with your mental health as an insult and back in history, back in time. And that's just not what I think. And that's not what anyone should think. But unfortunately, that stigma still exists. We're trying to get rid of it. So I'm going to refrain from saying that word. But I did feel just unstable a lot of times when I would ruminate. and didn't want to really share that with anyone because I really just was embarrassed. I think that is a good feeling word to use with this, is just feeling embarrassed and feeling ashamed. I mean, maybe that's kind of like the lesson to all this today is, you know, what is it about these behaviors that you do alone secretly? What is it about that, right? What's behind that? And I think it is feeling of embarrassment and shame, you know?
I think it also like kind of shows where you're at with your anxiety, like what level of healing you're at with it. Because like, are you comfortable enough to tell people around you like those thoughts? And if you're not, it's like, well, why? Like, you should be with your closest people in your life. You should be able to share all those thoughts we just said.
Yeah.
Everything 100%. We just talked about, you should 100% be able to talk about those things. Even though you do them secretly, you should be able to tell someone you do those things in your life. And if you're not able to do that, it's like, are you honest with yourself about your anxiety? Are you honest with the people around you about your own anxiety? Because I think that keeps you back from healing.
100%. I mean, you want to think to yourself, why am I keeping these things a secret? Or why am I doing this alone? Mm-hmm. Right? Why do I feel like I'm withdrawing from people and feeling like maybe it's because you feel like a burden. That's a huge, huge piece of anxiety mm-hmm. connected, that's connected to feeling like a burden. And so you don't feel like anyone deserves to hear certain things that you're going through, right?
Yeah.
Or what's happening, which is completely false. Because if you think about the people in your life and that love you unconditionally, they don't want to see you hurting. They want to be there for you. You know what? You know what I mean? But unfortunately, not all of us have safe people in our lives. So that could be a huge barrier to this. But that doesn't mean that you can't get support from a professional. So
I agree.
Yeah, I don't know. And I think that there's just a lot of, there's just our stigma still out there. As much as we keep talking about mental health, me and you, right? And, I'm on the platforms and everyone, there's so much more information on TikTok and Instagram and social media now about mental health.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's awesome that there's information, but there's still kind of a stigma. And I think that's a huge piece of people doing things, you know, trying to handle things on their own.
I agree.
Right?
Absolutely. I think that's what keeps people silent. But I think once you realize you can talk about it, you can say these things, no one will think you're crazy. It's completely normal with anxiety to feel these ways, to do these things, to have these behaviors. The more you like understand that, you're going to feel such a relief, like just being able to talk about it. Like it's such a physical relief, just expressing your feelings and just saying it out loud. Like, I am feeling this way. I am doing these things and I feel scared. And just having that safe person or safe people around you being like, it's okay. Like, you can get through this and you will be okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Such a relief.
Totally. And that actually brings me to my healing tip of the week. And I want to bring this back. Some people have been requesting it. If you guys have been listening to us since the beginning, I used to do a healing tip of the week and I don't know what happened. It kind of just like dropped off. So I'm bringing this back. And here's my tip. Okay. I really want you to try and challenge yourself to be open to the process of finding a support system. So maybe if you don't feel like you have any of those safe people in your life, what can you do to create a support system for yourself? Because whatever age you are, there's always a way to create a support system. If you have a belief in a certain faith, right? There's amazing communities for all different faiths, right? And community churches and temples and anything, right? Like with faith-based stuff. If you don't really have any faith, totally fine. Your prerogative. But there's other communities too that you're able to get some support, whether it's a yoga community or there's something called meetup.com, which is something I've used so much in finding new support systems in my life. I've found, and I'm 43, I found new friends this past year who I feel like I've known my whole life that are better friends than people I've known for 20 years. They're amazing women. You know, I said yoga, but like going on like a retreat or something, you know, all this stuff might seem out of your comfort zone, but that's going to be the healing tip of the week. This is the challenge. Get out of your comfort zone. Recognize that if you're withdrawing, right, and you're doing these behaviors, that support is going to be really, really helpful. Again, it's not about depending on this support to cure you or heal you, right? Like, oh my gosh, I need this person right now. No, it's just about creating the support system as part of your toolkit. And maybe that means if you do have safe people and you haven't, everyone's so scared of the telephone. Oh my gosh, don't call me. I don't know what's going on. You know what? Take that out of your mind and call someone this week. Okay, call a friend, talk to someone on the phone, ask to FaceTime if you want. Call them and just say, hey, I just wanted to see how you were doing. I'm kind of feeling a little bit overwhelmed this week. Can you talk for like 10 minutes? Literally talk to someone. Okay, that's my tip. Pick up the phone, not to read and scroll. Okay, actually pick up the phone and call someone.
I love that. That's a good healing tip, Allison.
Thank you. I'm like, you have anything to add to that? No, top that. Okay. Good. Well, so good. I'm going to bring that back. And I want to hear from you all if you've really taken this tip and how it's been for you, because it can feel outside your comfort zone. But I'm telling you, the healing happens outside your comfort zone.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Okay. Awesome. So thank you guys for joining us this week. We will be back next week. Please like and subscribe and follow us. Leave us a review. We would love it. Let us know what you guys want to hear, and we'll be back next week.
Bye.